Charlie, we'll come to your moment of magic in a moment, but that's an absolute gut wrencher to take, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yes, yeah, say it's gutting for them to score in the 97th minute, but there was only supposed to be 5 minutes of added on time. We're just all sitting in the dressing room wondering why there's been an extra 2 minutes and why he's given a free kick against Lise Musset when, from my point of view, it was a perfectly good time challenge and he hasn't lunged in. He's literally just covered the ball and I think it was Otamendi went over and they've given a free kick and they've literally scored from that. So it's gutting, but from our performance today, I think we can be really proud. And hopefully this is the kickstart to the season that we needed.
And of course, the topsy-turvy way the game finished a minute before all that, you could actually have won it yourselves with Joshua King.
Yeah, it's a good strike, good save. It was just one of them things, you know. It was on another day, maybe it would have gone in. But, it's just gotten in the way it's happened.
How far did you have to step up your performance? How far did you step up your performance as a team from what you've produced in the Premier League the first two?
Yeah, we knew we needed to step up. You know, we wasn't happy with our first two performances, and I think everyone said it, everyone knows it. And today, I think we showed a lot of fight, a lot of determination, a lot of bodies on the line when they needed. And you know, we stifled a very, very good Man City side, and I think we can be proud of that. And I think that edginess was back with us, you know, and we need to take that on to the Arsenal game.
Let's go back to the 13th minute and your goal then.
That's when it was.
talk us through it.
The ball just came down to me and it was bouncing up nicely, so I thought I'll have a crack and luckily went in.
Some people say 29 out of 30 of those go into the car park, but maybe you would disagree with that. But
Not me.
Not you.
No. Maybe 1 in 30, maybe go in the car park.
Best you've ever scored?
Yeah. I mean, I scored some good goals, but yeah, never a little half volley into the top corner. So, it was nice, but I'd rather have the 3 points, to be honest. But there we go. Football can be cruel sometimes, and you have to take it on the chin and move on.
It was a tense and negative atmosphere last week with the league was against Watford. How much of a contrast was it today? Because the crowd seemed to be massively.
Yeah, wild. it was unbelievable today, you know. And I think they need us as much as we didn't need it from them. It works both ways, you know. Sometimes we need picking up and sometimes the crowd needs something to cheer about. So today we definitely gave them something to cheer about, especially from the way we started. It's a bit like a Bournemouth of old, you know. We was harassing and I think my goal was what the team deserved. It's throughout the hard work that we put in for the first 97 minutes. It was what we got it taken away from us today. So it's that we need to take on the chin and take the positives out of it and move on.